Welcome to your daily devotional. August 12th. Good news. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 in verse 23. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. The ark had just been brought back to Jerusalem and set in the midst of the tabernacle. On that day, David could not help but break into praise with singing. God had done a lot for David, despite David's own sin, and the king of Israel was going to make sure to tell everyone he could what a great king of heaven he has. This particular song is known as David's Song of Thanksgiving, and its words are not only found here in Scripture, but also in three different Psalms, 96, 105, and 106. God's remnant of believers in God, in Jesus Christ, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day to this day. There sure is a lot of bad news in the world. There's physical sickness, social unrest, and economic uncertainty all around us. But the Christian has good news to proclaim in the midst of all the chaos that the world has to offer. The reason the world is such a mess is because it is full of sinners. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Since all are sinners, all need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Seeing how many benefits there are to the faithful proclamation of God's good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, it ought to be foremost in our hearts, minds, and mouths from day to day. There are Christians throughout the globe that can only dream of being able to proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day because of persecution. Don't take your freedom for granted. Don't take for granted that those around you will still be around tomorrow. None of us can be sure of tomorrow. You have the good news of the gospel, and it is a stewardship to be used day by day for the glorification of God and the benefit of his kingdom. Who will you purpose to proclaim the good news to today?